Like kind of right there.
Yeah, like kind of right
oh
there.
Right, yeah. Okay. Oh, I thought you had a list of questions.
Oh, I got a question in my head already.
Where's Gary?
Gary doesn't do publicity.
Yeah. Right, this is radioactiveinternational.org and we just listened to Mouthpiece, the best band in all fucking Ireland, and they weren't even on the bill. How was this supposed to happen? Tommy, tell us.
I don't know, something, the stars aligned, and it was a beautiful thing, you know, it was a momentous occasion, truly.
It was actually all Natalie's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know who she is, but it sounded fucking wicked.
Well, thank you. It was wicked as in, like, the spawn of the devil wicked, or wicked cool wicked?
Well, to me it sounded like, because I know you have another guitarist, right? And he's not here today. Yeah. It sounded carrot spunky, didn't it? Did it not?
I'd say he's home puking in a bucket. To be missing it. Or that we played with Adam.
That's it. Piss in a bottle, shite in a bucket.
Words to live by from Tommy Trousers there.
Yeah.
I would say it was the best carrot spunk gig I've seen in like 3 years. Yes, I am. Here's Teresa.
Oh, I'm my radio.
That is a voice for radio.
As you can hear, it's a fucking great time here. And yeah, it's only like, I don't know, like 1:30. 1:30 in the morning. And everybody's drunk already.
I'm still wearing clothes. That's quite an achievement.
And Tommy, the bass player of Mouthpiece, is still wearing the same clothes as he did last night.
But where'd you wake up last night, Tommy?
I can't remember. Last thing I remember is eating a tub of coleslaw with my bare hands. That was pretty rock and roll.
It was the most vegetarian thing you've ever seen. He woke up in a pool of coleslaw.
I happened to see you in your bed, and you weren't actually in bed. You were on the floor.
I always need to be rescued, you know.
So tell us about Mouthpiece. Like, so you're usually a 4-piece, yeah?
Yeah.
So now you're a 3-piece. I have to say, the 3-piece sounds fucking amazing.
But it's sad. We'd love to have Konzo here, but it wasn't a planned thing, you know, for us to be playing. No. If it was, Konzo would be here and it would have sounded...
It would have sounded... Fuller,
brought maybe the weight to it, yeah. He would have brought,
and Konzo can throw the shapes.
He would have brought some composure and a few extra shapes for sure, yeah. That's what we needed.
I also heard you haven't been practicing at all for this gig and you actually split up.
Well, it's kind of...
We're too old to split up.
Yeah. It's kind of...
We just weren't practicing.
Yeah. Kind of, so there you go. Practicing is for, like, I don't know, 35-year-olds or something like that, you know?
I also hear rumors of the next album coming out fairly soon.
I've heard those rumors as well, and they're the first I've heard of any rumors of that sort.
Well, I started a rumor.
I like rumors. They're a good thing, you know.
Is they having a good time?
Superb. Superb.
What bands do you really like to play here?
Looking forward to seeing Found on the Floor, of course, yeah, so that we can take the piss out of Connor.
Yeah.
Connor was organizing the
fest. Fast Sound Manifesto were deadly last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a buzz. You don't really come to GGI for music. You come for the laugh, and then there's music thrown in.
Exactly.
This is a bonus.
As we speak, Tommy's already drinking his first beer.
Second beer.
Fucking out.
Beer from bed, man.
No coleslaw with it, unfortunately, but, yeah.
So, tell me, guys, are you going to fucking get back together, or what's the fucking deal here?
No, we're going to get back to Dublin, that's...
Yeah.
No, back together, that was the question. Derek, answer in the microphone.
I have no idea.
GGI in Groningen, we're on the bill.
Yeah.
Well, next year GGI will be in Groningen, and there won't be any GGI without Mouthpiece playing. So you guys just gotta get back together, otherwise no next year GGI.
If it ain't happening, it's your fault.
There was no GGI Groningen without Mouthpiece. You guys surely understand this, right?
Kind of like the mascot, man.
Oh, this is a funny story. Tommy, the bass player, actually got married during GGI.
I did. I had my honeymoon at GGI. That was in 2008. That was superb. In the Schimmelpinnickel. How do you say it?
The
Schimmelpinnickel. Yeah, that was.
That was your honeymoon.
That was very classy. They have a fucking grand piano there and all, you know. And had a little bit of ballroom dancing with the grand piano, and then went across the road to the GGI. I had it. Two worlds collided. It was fabulous, you know.
So you actually went on your honeymoon on the GGI.
Oh yes.
That's classy.
Yeah.
So
I had access to a jacuzzi and the GGI. It just kind of, it was wonderful.
I hope the organization gave you a free ticket in.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
You and a plus one, I hope.
Did you use it for the wife?
Indeed.
This was the Almighty Mouthpiece, and they played live at Radioactive International. Next up is going to be Found on the Floor with Connor, who's organizing this.
Woo!
Fucking mental! Brutal!
Yeah! Excellent!
Highly professional.
Stay in the drink with me.